A couple of years ago, I went to Greece. I was traveling with a friend of mine, a poetess named Penelope, and we were walking through the streets of Athens, and every place that we went, people would yell at us, "Hey, sheepy, sheepy, matala, matala," which means hippy, hippy, matala, matala, seek your own kind, there are lots of them there. And so we showed up in Matala, and me with creases down the front of my jeans from the dry cleaners, which was kind of unhip. I had to wait a couple of days to get a little more grimy and wrinkled before I was truly accepted by the society there. Penelope and I were sitting on the beach with creases down in the front of our jeans having this picnic, and she doesn't like to eat the crust of her bread, you know, she's kind of picky about some things like that. And me, I don't eat orange rinds, very seldom, you know. If you squeeze them together and light them, you know, they kind of burst into flame. That's interesting, but eating them, that's another trip, you know. So we had this little pile of litter that was accumulating, that and Mickey Mouse chocolate bars, because in Greece they had these great Mickey Mouse chocolate bars. It said Mickey Mouse in Greek. And on the inside were all these trading cards, and as far as we knew, there were 160 of them. There was Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Pluto and Pinocchio with his nose in several lengths, you know, and Cinderella and, oh, there was everything. So I bought these chocolate bars, you know, just to kind of try them out before I realized that there was a whole cult sort of around them. So we picked up this little parcel of litter, you see, that we had lying on the beach, Mickey Mouse wrappers and orange peels and bread crusts, and we followed the strains of the Beatles into this little restaurant called the Delfini Restaurant, and standing behind the counter there was this great-looking guy with a mane of red hair and a little gold heart in one ear and a little gold loop in the other ear and a soiled gray turban on his head, supposedly a white turban. I soaked it one night, overnight in a bidet in a pension in Athens and was evicted, trying to get all the grime of the East out of it. But this time we were strangers, and I handed him this pile of litter, and I said, "Listen, what can we do with this?" And he took it out of my hands, and with a really ferocious look, he threw it all over the floor of the Delfini restaurant. He was the cook there. So I liked him immediately, you know, and we became very good friends, and for his birthday, I gave him 10 Mickey Mouse chocolate bars, 8 of which had new trading cards that he didn't have yet, so he was very thrilled. And I made him up this tune, which is, "Oh, Carrie, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of sight."